This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House Commerce and Energy will now come to order. A reminder, if you have your cell phone, let's turn that sound down. If you got a laptop, turn the sound down so we're not disrupted while the members of the committee bicker. With that, the secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Beal,
here.
Johnson,
here.
Lake,
here.
McCleary, excused. Milstead, excused. Miskimmons, excused. Perry,
here.
Sullivan, excused. Weiss,
here.
Willardson, excused. Zickmund, excused. Gosh,
here.
Rounds,
here. Oh, by gosh, by golly, we got a quorum. And with that, Representative Lake, did you spend some time reading the minutes of our last meeting?
That's right. I pretty much spent the entire weekend reviewing them, and they look good to me, so I would move that we...
We have a motion from Representative Lake to approve the minutes, seconded by Representative Johnson.
Substitute motion, 41st day.
We cannot do a 41st day in the minutes. I'm going to call that out of order. And that is seconded by Representative Beal. All in favor of the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay?
Nay.
Minutes are so approved. Okay, we do have a page here today, and this is their last week like our last week. Why don't you come on up and identify yourself, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what your plans are, and who your favorite football team is.
It's the last week, you can't get in that much trouble.
Look at his side. Hi, I'm Isabel Thorson. I'm from Watertown. I'm going to Augustana University for business communications. And my favorite football team is...
And thank you, and appreciate what the pages have done this session. I've had some good pages up in the Capitol here. Okay, the purpose of this meeting is usually the year-end meeting. We talk about what we did in committee and summer studies, et cetera, et cetera. I handed out to everybody the sheets last week or the last meeting for summer studies. Does anybody have a suggestion for a summer study other than a summer study to study why we have summer studies?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Perry.
Thank you. And I did put something together with the help of LRC, and that is... the title would be, the request of the study would be the expansion and regulation of wind and solar energy. And the scope of the requested study would be wind and solar energy expansion is a workforce and economic development issue. The study would look at ways to expand these industries while improving regulations, including looking at the social, environmental, and economic impact of wind and solar development to balance expansion of these industries with the public interest. This study would build off the prior studies, including the 2011 interim study on wind energy and the 2004 South Dakota Energy Task Force study. And the agencies and organizations that could or should be included would be like public utilities, municipalities, counties, the Public Utilities Commission, the South Dakota Wind Energy Association, and Dakota Rural Action. Those are the ones I thought of, or we thought of. And then related issues that might be impacted, wildlife, public lands, and setbacks. That is what I have for you, Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Perry. Does anybody have a comment on the summer study that he is discussing there? I will make a comment. Representative Beal.
Yes, I got a comment. I've said it before here, and I'll say it again, and I've been here 5 years, and I have yet to see a summer study come out without going in five different directions, and I kind of feel myself that beating it out and coming to peer and resolving it in the legislature is one way that accomplishes the same thing, and I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, Representative Beal. Any further comments? Representative Perry.
I couldn't agree with Representative Bill Moore that sometimes we do beat things out, but by the direction of the chair, he said to come up with an idea. And so because of that direction, this is the idea.
Thank you, Representative Perry. Are there any other comments? And I'm going to make a comment that the idea that you've got there, the recommendation is going to be more than just a couple of meetings. This is huge. I mean, the ramifications, every direction you go on this subject matter, will have a lot of heated debate. What my plans are for this committee this summer is to have a couple of interim meetings, one in Sioux Falls, so Representative Beal doesn't have to get up early in the morning and drive out here. We'll drive to Sioux Falls, and we'll make a – that's one of my plans, and we'll have some field trips planned. And another one here in Pierre, at which time we will spend a little bit of time – well, actually, the whole meeting, probably talking wind energy and doing a tour of a wind farm out east of here a little ways and having some public testimony. I don't know if, and it isn't a study per se, but what it's going to do is get this committee's eyes open a little bit more as to the issues that are involved with wind energy projects. And then we're going to be dealing with some solar energy projects here before too long. With that, are there any other comments? Now, we can deal with this. Representative Perry has the ability to turn this into LRC as his personal recommendation for a summer study, or we can vote on it as a committee. So that's do we want to sponsor it as a committee or allow him to just turn it in, Representative Perry?
I would prefer to have it as a committee, but if you would like a copy of this so that everybody can read it, I could ask one of the pages to run some copies and get it distributed.
One of the pages?
The page.
The page? Well, I think what you've read it. Does anybody have a question as to what's on the summer study form? Does anybody want it read again or a copy of it? Before we go any farther, we just had, I'm going to take a little, we had a classroom come in here, and Representative Gosch.
Thank you, Representative Rounds. Mr. Chair, I want to welcome the Mobridge senior class here to the Capitol. They're going to sit in through our amazing discussion on summer studies, and then we're going to get a chance to meet with myself and Representative Lake afterwards.
Thank you, and welcome to the committee, and I'll just give you a brief synopsis of what we're doing here today. We've finished all our legislation for the year. We're having a wrap-up meeting right now, and we went through a number of large topics during the course of the session. And we are discussing today, do we need a summer study or additional time in the off-season to review, have meetings concerning the subject matter, and Representative Perry from Aberdeen recommended that we do an in-depth study of wind energy projects in South Dakota. And that's what we're discussing right now is do we want to sponsor that as a committee, or will he submit it to the – we have an executive board that meets outside of session, and the executive board is made up of legislators, and they will make a decision on what topics we're going to have summer studies on. So Representative Carl Perry, go ahead and – I interrupted you there.
No, that's fine. I was busy passing something out, so I'm not sure what you wanted me to do.
Okay. Now, you are passing out copy of your study, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want everybody to read it. If we are to sponsor it as a committee, we would have to have a majority of the members present recommend to do so. This is not a final action on a bill, so it's not members elect. We would have to have a vote of members present as a committee recommendation. And with that, if there is a motion to do so, we would discuss the motion and go about it that route, or either way, it's going to get to the e-board. Sometimes it has a little more emphasis on it if the committee sponsors it. So is there a discussion on that? Representative Perry, or Representative Lake.
I have a quick question. I guess it'd be probably maybe for leadership. Is there a, I know in statute there isn't, we can do as many studies as we want to, but is there a figure about how many studies that we would like to keep it under? Because as of last week, in bill form, in statute, if everything goes forward, we already have three studies for this summer. So I guess that, that's just in the form of a question.
From my my experience in the legislature, the most studies I have seen in a year is three, and usually it's at two. There might be a task force which involves the executive branch. Well, there's, you know, there's always a couple ongoing, but usually it's two, maybe three. This is why I always recommend to people during the course of session, do not support summer studies in the form of bills. This way, at the end of the season, end of the year, we can look at everything and then vote as to which ones are the most important. But right now, we do have three of them that passed, and I don't know if we're going to have the dollars for a third or a fourth. But that's up to the executive board, see how much money we have in the legislative account. I don't want it to take away from my interim meetings of the Commerce and Energy. We're going to have a joint meeting. We'll have a joint between the Senate and the House, but we are going to go to Sioux Falls and have a meeting. That'll all be laid out to you later, and then we're going to have another meeting back in Pierre. And if I could get a third meeting, we'd go up to Aberdeen and have Representative Weiss host us up there at the Department of the Unemployment Office up there, tour that, and have a meeting up there so people in that part of the state could maybe do some testimony. Oh, Representative Perry would host us too, but Representative Weiss is over here half asleep. I had to wake him up. But that's, I don't know how much money and how many they're going to plan for this year. I would be surprised if it's over three. I would be surprised if it's over two. Representative Gosch.
Yeah, normally what happens is they put them all together, and then everybody gets the email to vote, and then the e-board chooses the top vote counters. And I would agree with Representative Rounds that since there's already three bills, these all might be moot anyway. This particular summer study, I appreciate the good representative for bringing it. It's going to be a little broad. I don't know if this is something that could be done. We got to remember summer studies got to be done in about four or five meetings. I don't know if this is something that could be done in that short amount of time. If we decide to pass something like this, I would like to evaluate the local education effort from such entities. But I don't know if we need to amend that.
Well, it can be amended, and that's, you know, as a committee-sponsored summer study, we could amend this down. Of course, Representative Perry would have the option of submitting the original. Like Representative Gosch said, this is going to be a large undertaking. There are so many different – well, you saw what we went through this year, a three-hour meeting on – on just, well, that was a combination of several bills. But we also spent a couple hours on the setbacks. Decommissioning is a huge, huge topic. There are a lot of different ways to go with wind energy and solar energy in South Dakota. The economic impact could take two meetings alone. What does the committee think? Should we submit this as a committee? Should we narrow this down as a committee? Representative Caleb Weiss.
I don't know. I like the general idea. I hear it's too broad, and that's fine. That's probably true. I do know that under the people that we should have in this meeting, about every one of these issues that came up, we had a group. What were they? Something for Responsible Renewable Energy or something like that. I think they should be added to the list because they were one of the big ones that were from the other side. I think just because they were here testifying every time, if we're going to do some sort of study, they should probably have some input. And then another thing that with on line with the issues would be the public health. How does that factor in?
And thank you. That's one of the topics that we had a long meeting on this year, which at some point in time we got to readdress. And also you got the utility shareholders, the public the public. You've got the Wind Energy Association, but you've got the public organizations out there. There's a number of others that would have to be involved with this, but all that would come together once the specific points that we would study. You know, this would have to be narrowed down quite a bit. We could do the environmental side first. We could do an economic impact, the health. There are a lot of different, each one alone will take a couple of days. Representative Perry, do you want to stay with the big overview, or do you want to try and narrow this down a little bit?
Mr. Chair, thank you. The important thing here is that exactly what Caleb was saying is that because of this information, because it is broad, all of a sudden he talked about the public health impact, and then we talked about the other players and their importance. I think it's important that we start off with something that's a little larger than what we really want, because this way we can narrow it down to what's really important. I really don't have the keen ability to say that public health is the most important, but I thought that that was really good. When we did the information on setbacks, I thought that was really good. This was such a big topic for us that I thought that maybe even though they've done interim studies in the past, maybe it's time for us to study more, because we haven't really hit solar the way we could or should. And wind we've hit a lot, but, you know, maybe we need to do more with that. And your idea of going to a wind farm and doing some other things, those are good too. I am subject to flexibility. How's that for an answer? Thank you, sir.
I like that comment, a little flexibility, and that's really what we need on here. I can tell you that from experience with what we've got listed on here, if we open it up to public testimony, we will have 30-plus people testifying at 10 minutes apiece. This is just, it's you got to do this in chunks, because you're not going to be able to do, you know, the social, environmental, and economic impact. Just those items alone are going to take several days before we even get to what the main issue is on this. But here again, this is up to the members of the committee. Do you want to sponsor this as a committee, or have Representative Perry submit it? He's going to submit it to E-Board. But do we want to support it as a committee? Representative Lake.
Well, I guess I'm not going to answer your question, but I'll make another comment that even though I do think this is worthy of a summer study, but I think as we enter into it, whether it be by this committee or by Representative Perry, I probably work with the very real ideology that it'll probably not be a summer study from what I'm hearing from there. But I like your idea very much of us as a committee, maybe if this is the one we want to pursue, meet a couple, three times, and maybe this is the issue. And I think that could maybe set a template for other committees that, and I don't know how much, this committee, I only sat on appropriations, and we do that during the summertime, meet several times in the interim with specific ideology and specific programs in mind and spend a day or two beating up on those. And I'm not sure if that happens a lot in these other committees, but I sure as heck like the idea of doing that, taking on this study more as a committee thing rather than as a legislative study and spending our summer doing that. I really do like that idea.
Thank you, Representative Lincoln. If I can follow up, a lot of you are new under this committee. 2 years ago, Representative Beal, Representative Gosch were along. We had an interim meeting, and it went very well. We went and toured the Big Stone Power Plant and Northwestern Energy out of Huron. We spent some time, and then we had some time in. We took some public testimony in the morning of the following day when we got back, and it was good educational opportunity for the committee. This is the committee that will probably hear all the bills next year on wind energy, on solar energy, and that's why I'd like to keep it within the realm of House Commerce and Energy and Senate having a joint meeting where we're the ones, instead of the e-board selecting 10, 15 people, half of whom won't probably be in-house energy or Senate energy, commerce and energy, I think we should keep it within the realm of this committee. We're the ones that need to be educated. We're the ones that are going to see the issues next year. And those that stay on this committee like I have over the past years, this is good opportunity to get educated, where we have our own interim committee separate from e-board. Suggestions, comments? Representative Miskimmins.
I, as we debated on some of these issues, I felt it was public health versus economic development. So I would offer my services to research health impacts and bring that to any meetings that we might have, or work with anyone else that was interested in participating in that aspect of this issue with me.
And what we can do is have a subcommittee meet on that particular topic and meet, and when we have our meeting in peer, come and talk about the issues, find whatever documentation you can find. I want to explore a whole lot of, I want this committee to be more than just the couple of months we're in session up here, because there's topics are going to come back next year that we're going to spend several hours on per meeting. Comments? Representative Weiss.
I completely agree with the chair of this committee that we need to work on, we need to be focused on this and work on it through the interim. I really like that idea, and I agree that this is an issue we're going to be dealing with, and that we should be, as a committee, should be working on it. Having said that, I think I would like to see us go ahead and support this interim study, especially as broad it is, and maybe even broadening it with public health a little bit more, because, and I know this is maybe a bad reasoning, but as we've already noticed, we've got three studies that are in statute that we're going to be doing. So the likeliness that we're going to study this is very, very low as an interim study, as a study. But I think that because we've seen so many bills come through here that deal with this, just to make the statement that understanding this issue is important to us, pass it on, let them go ahead and kill it. Just, I think it makes a statement saying, hey, we do want more information. We do want to be informed on this topic.
Thank you, Representative. And I'm going to ask you a blunt question. Would you be in favor of making that motion to support the interim study request with adding the health as one of the social, environmental, health, and economic impact? Would you make that motion, Representative Weiss?
I will make that motion.
Representative Weiss moves that we, as a committee, submit to the e-board and recommend an interim study request form on the expansion and regulation of wind and solar energy as requested by Representative Perry. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Miskimmins. Further comments on that?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Perry.
Normally someone else would be the comment person, but the most important thing that I heard in all of this information was when Chairman Rounds was speaking, when he said, I could see 30 or more people wanting to give testimony. This is an area where the public wants to be heard, and they need a place to be heard. And I think this would be a significant opportunity for the state of South Dakota, the representatives of our state, to be able to be listened to the public. And we might be able to learn some things that are really important. And when we deal with the two issues that Representative Weiss hit on, which is the South Dakota for safe and responsible renewable energy and for public health, it can grow from there. But I think that you're on the right track. I'm glad that you're making the motion. I'm glad that you seconded the motion, and I'm definitely going to support the motion.
Thank you, Representative Perry. Further comments? This is, again, we're gonna vote on it as a committee, and it's going to be majority of members present. So out of the members present, we got to have 5 votes to support this. Pardon? I got nine.
Forgot the two.
Can you repeat the motion?
The motion is to have House Commerce and Energy support an interim study titled The Expansion and Regulation of Wind and Solar Energy. The scope requested of the study would be as outlined. Everybody should have a copy of this, except after environmental, include health and economic impact of wind and solar developments. Is that correct, Representative Perry? You want health?
We had down behind Dakota Rural Action.
Well, we'll leave that part we don't need to have, but we just need the scope. The scope and the title are the two things we need to have right now, and I think having the word health in there someplace is what you would want, Representative Perry?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be the motion, Representative Weiss. Is that correct? Anybody have a question as to the motion? I am going to – can we do a roll call on this, or do I do a voice? Let's do a voice. Let's do a voice, and if I am in question, we'll do a roll call. All those in favor of the House Commerce and Energy Committee supporting this study, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Ayes have it. If anybody questions me, well, that's your problem.
Every day. Every day.
Okay, we will submit this as a House Commerce and Energy Committee requested study to e-board. Okay, are there any other suggestions for a summer study? Okay, seeing none, are there any questions? And as I said, I'm going to outline this later. You'll be getting emails on it as to, hopefully I can get three meetings. We are going to have two meetings. One will be in Sioux Falls. We will have some tours to take in Sioux Falls and then take some testimony down there on whatever topic we want to talk about. And then we'll have another one in Pierre later on during the summer. And then if we can get one up in Aberdeen, I'd love it. Representative Skimmins.
This is not really pertinent to the motion, but one thing that I think as a state we should look at is if there are options that are more efficient that may do less environmental damage than the big blades on the wind towers. And I've just been exposed to a company that's 99% effective. They're doing their own wind study. They got a contract to replace the big blades in Saudi Arabia with their micro wind generators. They're 99% efficient, and they do no environment. You can't hear them when you walk by them. So there's so much development in this area, and I'm not talking against South Dakota industry that's currently thriving or at least succeeding. I'm just talking about looking at better options for the future.
Well, that would be up to those developers that are putting in the systems and encouraging them to look at different, but point well taken. Any other comments? Does anybody want to do a study to determine the effectiveness of summer studies, Representative Beal? You want to? Nothing. We may put one in just to see what e-board does. Any other comments? I'm looking at the class here. Most of them are still awake. Are there any questions that you folks have? Anybody have a question for the committee and what we're doing up here? Good. Because I don't think I could have answered it. It is Packer Day at the Capitol, so y'all can see the...
Point of order.
Hush. With that, is there any comments before we get out of here and move on? Representative Beal, before you make that motion, I've got something I've got to do. Don't give me that look. No.
Does it involve Ripple and
Gold? No, it doesn't. We've been blessed to have two very good people working for us this year. Our secretary, Nancy, and Alex.
This is our secretary. She keeps us in order. And Alex works with the LRC staff. He's the one that keeps our motions in order. Correct. Hey, good point. They keep me in order. But they do a very fine job, and it's our way of – it's a little token of our appreciation for the job you two have done for us. We thank you. Now, Representative Arch Beal, do you have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion by Representative Beal to adjourn, seconded by Representative Weiss. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
We are adjourned.